I have heard other band directors and non-band directors say that we don't play like girls, and I don't know how to take that. You know, I know what they mean by play like girls.
Could you explain what they mean by
it? I know what they mean by it. It's like playing like a girl is playing soft and not rhythmically intense or fast. Playing like a guy is fast and high and loud, and we can play fast and high and loud, but we can also play soft and slow and beautiful. We can accentuate the melody or we can accentuate the rhythm, and we can do everything in between. But if somebody hears us, they kind of pick out the places where we're accentuating some of the more delicate parts of the music and say we play like girls, completely ignoring that we have a vast range of contrast in our ability to play. Whereas guys' bands, all guys in bands, play and love to play at the upper end of all of the spectra of music. High, loud, fast, rhythmic. Where's the melody? But there's so much more color in between. And when you're... I don't think we are living in this larger range because we're women. I think we're living in this larger range because we attend ourselves to understanding the music. And we are also enthralled by the possibilities of the sounds in these other parts of the spectra of this genre.
I think the genderization of sound is a tricky subject.
We genderize everything. Why wouldn't we genderize music and sound, right? You know, we could play music on a synthesizer with no faces attached and ask people to say, do you think a man wrote this or a woman wrote this? I think it would be surprising what the real answers are. But I think what would be surprising is people's, you know, unbelievable polarization of what they think music should sound like, whether it's presented by a woman band or presented by a man band. Male bands can play soft, and they can give the spotlight to their colleagues. They just don't. I mean, is that genderization of music, or is that just the natural extension of these individual personalities? You know, is it climate or is it weather? which one's influencing the other? You know, but when people compliment me on my band's ability to make space for each other, I do attribute that to the femaleness of my band. And I've never been accused of being sexist in that way, but have at it, because I'd rather be a sexist person who's recognizing this than the opposite of that, right?
Yeah. And have you, within the, when you said you spend the summer researching and going and seeing all these other big bands, have you come across any other female swing bands in the area?
Not a one. There is not another one. Oh, wait. Yes. Sorry. Jazzabelles. Mm-hmm. Jazzabelles. I forgot about Jazzabelles. So there's two. One is local, one is not local. Jazzabelles are local, and we actually have some players who help Jazzabelles. And Diva is a professional band who has come to town. Mm-hmm. I found Diva to be very male.
In sound?
In sound. Oh. High, loud, fast. Yeah.
And would you say that's a cultural thing, that they feel they have to step into man's world?
I think it's a cultural thing to the extent that they feel like they have to play the repertoire that is associated with a part of swing that is all Stan Kenton, polyrhythms. You know, they feel like they're this collection of all professionals at every chair. They can handle technically some of this more modern music, which is in that vein. It's polytonal, it's polyrhythmic, it's not the original swing from the 30s and 40s. It's an offshoot rhythmically and tonality-wise and chordal-wise. So they feel like they have to be in that space. And they completely ignore a lot of the more classical swing music. And that's, I think, a competition with the guys' swing bands, with the Stan Kentons of the world and their offshoots. We like Benny Goodman's music. It's an early swing. It's the rhythm is more complex for the time, but it's not as complicated as rhythm and chords become in the genre. They evolve another 30 years. And so at the end of the swing era, there's this repertoire of music that's very difficult. Very, very difficult. A lot of these band directors came, a lot of these arrangers came along, and they made all kinds of crazy pants stuff. And they feel like they have to play that. And so to be able to challenge a band like that, you got to be in that mode. I challenge them to play in the mood correctly. It's a hard piece. It's not my favorite. Today we're going to be playing a gig for International Women's Day, whereas the other 364 days a year, it's Straight White Guy Day. And it really hasn't changed that much in 50 years.
This is the thing, I mean, so, you know, the band started 15 years ago, and there's a few other bands in the vicinity that are all female, but there aren't that many.
No.
I mean, you have a list of musicians that, you know, you can contact at the drop of a hat to sub in.
Yeah.
There's obviously room for the female band. Why aren't there
more female bands? Early on in the education of young musicians, to get into the swing band or to get into the jazz band, the band director puts the best players, obviously. And you could have a young girl who's a good player and she's in that band, but she is quickly marginalized by what goes on around her, by the ego-driven need to perform and need to show off. And so she may drop the instrument, you know. She may decide she doesn't want to go on a bus with 18 guys or 16 guys. She's just the singer, or she's always the piano player, you know. It starts there. But I actually think we're looking at a time where that's going to be better. Because we'll run a program every couple of years for young girl musicians to show them that you don't have to be alone in overcoming the obstacles of staying in this musical track. Mm-hmm. But they're quickly discouraged. And what we have in our band is the people who've persisted through these obstacles to come together in one band. But I'm noticing, as someone who does call a lot of subs and does go to a lot of concerts, you know, to look at music and to find out other ideas for music, there's more and more and more women in these bands because Title IX is making it possible. The parental support for these girls is better now than it was in my generation or anybody in my band right now. Because my generation grew up and had kids, and those kids are being encouraged to do what they want to do. We've got 3 babies in the band. They're all girls. And they're all going to play brass instruments. Two of their moms play bass instruments. They're all going to play brass instruments. They're all going to be encouraged to keep and stay on that track if it makes them happy. You know, it's a happy track for them. So it's taken a while, but it's taken a band like the Mood Swings to be visible and to be participating in the community and for this to happen. And believe me, when we're out and we see little girls like around watching us, I invite them up to be in front of the band. They go in the band, sit where you want, listen to what they're playing, go like be in this organic live thing so that you can feel part of it. And just watching my parents swing dance changed my life forever. We may be changing lives right now in 3- and 4-year-olds, you know. But I know my generation feels differently about how girls should be treated and how they should be encouraged to follow their dreams. So I think that will be concomitantly a payoff, you know, in the musical world in the future. I'm going to be in a nursing home just like the people we play now. and some band's going to come in on the weekend, and they're going to play Lady Gaga, because it's going to be the oldies. I'm just picturing it right now. It'll be all the oldies. It'll be like, oh, this is the music you grew up to, and it'll be like, la, la, la.
I hope they come out in the same sort of dresses.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to go, yeah, bray, bray. We will continue the tradition. Yeah.